And welcome back to the Final Score.TV. Steve Dion here. Today I'm joined by head coach of the Rainier Beach Lady Vikes, Michael Ladd. Coach, how are you doing tonight?
I'm having a great evening. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well. You know, we are at this point of the season, kind of a weird point where, you know, we get a taste of what kind of to expect overall, you know, get some league games in, even start out with some Jamboree play and some non-league games. But, you know, we've got to see a little bit of what your Vikings team has this year. You know, when people think of Rainier Beach basketball, especially over the last couple of years, it's kind of been exclusively what Mike's been doing down there. But, you know, since last year and now going on this year, you picked up where you left off. There's been a big turnaround in the girls program. What would you say have been kind of the biggest factors to, you know, kind of creating something new down there for the girls basketball team at Rainier Beach?
I think it's more opportunity. We're more in the school and trying to get the young ladies in the school to come out. This is the first year that we've had a C team. So we have a varsity, JV, and a C team. So it's more of a program where we can start the young ones and then bring them up. And it's been working out pretty well that the response we've had inside the school. So I think the big change is the young ladies are coming out and they believe in the program.
Would you say that, you know, there's sort of maybe a carryover effect from maybe the boys program having such a great success that, you know, some of the young ladies at the school think, well, hey, I mean, I like basketball. I want to play basketball too. And, you know, it just has taken a little bit of time to turn into a program that's, you know, being competitive among the other Metro League teams.
Yeah, I think in the past, you know, a lot of times these kids want things like microwave. They want it right now. They don't want to build.
Right.
So when we came in, you know, we got kids who didn't play basketball. And a lot of the times the girls who played basketball, they decided to cheer or do other things. And so we got the ones that wanted to commit to the program. And then the ones in the school start seeing the success. Because it's hard playing behind Mike Bethea and the boys,
right,
because of so much success that they have. But we got girls out, and then they bought in to what we're trying to do, to build a program. And it's one program. Not, you know, we got three teams, but it's one program, and we're a family. And they believe in that. Like, we'll be going to San Diego next week to compete in the Southern Cal Holiday Tournament. Last year we went down to Vegas and we took third in that Tarkanian Classic tournament. And so, you know, giving them opportunities to do some of the things that the boys have done in the past, like leave the state and, you know, compete against other teams in the country, I think it makes it a little more appealing to them.
It's got to be real exciting for your team to kind of go on a trip and, you know, get to play some teams with, you know, other schools out of state. You know, your team's off to a 5-0 start so far this year. But, you know, when league play resumes, got a tough stretch. Three of the next five on the league schedule are Lakeside, Blanchette, and Garfield. You know, from what you've seen, you know, in the early going, what are you going to want to see within the next days and weeks leading up to, you know, when 2017, when we turn the calendar over, in order to be able to go toe-to-toe with these teams and be competitive and hopefully, you know, keep the winning going?
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, it's going to be a tough stretch because I think a lot of those teams have had easier games, but it's about to pick up for them now because we're going to be clicking.
Mm-hmm.
So since they didn't get us earlier, it's going to be a little bit harder for them to get us. We have a really good group of girls that are bonding, that are gelling, they're buying in. And like I said, they believe in the program. So, I mean, it doesn't matter who we play. It could be Blanchette, West Seattle, Garfield, you know, and then some of those teams we played during fall league. So, you know, I think we're clicking right now. So it's going to be harder when we come back from San Diego, I think, for other teams, because we already have a mission and a plan. And, you know, it started when we lost to Lincoln in the regionals.
Mm-hmm.
And when we made it to the final 16 in the state, you know, we have so many juniors on our team. We were a young team. And that made them hungrier. They want to be successful. That's what we're working towards.
It's great to see that growth continue down there. You know, we talked about some of those teams in the Metro League, like Cleveland, West Seattle, Blanchette. They've not only been some of the best teams in the league over the last few years, but in, just in the best in the state as well. You know, for those teams that kind of have had success for longer periods of time, you know, is it kind of a good thing? Or you kind of feel like your locker room is in a good place where they're kind of feeling like they're still kind of under the radar a little bit, and where teams haven't really, you know, got a feel for what this Rainier Beach team is, and or is it, are teams starting to kind of take notice of what you guys are doing, and when they see you on the schedule, man, you're getting their toughest test every night?
I think for the players and the girls out here, they know who's good, and for the you know, like the sports writers and things like that, they don't know it yet.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to see it each game as it progresses. But, you know, I've been lucky enough to, you know, my daughter played for Cleveland for 4 years when they went on their run and didn't lose for 4 years at Cleveland High School. And I was the boys coach over there. I had started as the girls. And then coming over to Rainier Beach, I'm just lucky enough to be around a legend like Mike Bethea, and watch the way he works his program and the way he does things. So, like I said, I've been lucky enough to be around some good programs, and I just put that into what I do, and it's been successful. So I just think it's just going to be more growth, and more people are going to see what we do as the season goes on, because we're just going to do the same thing the whole time. We're gelling.
Yeah, it's been great to watch. Coach, I really appreciate you jumping on with us today. We'll definitely be rooting for you when you're down there in California, and represent Seattle well, and we'll catch up with you when league play turns around in 2017.
Thank you so much, and I hope I can talk to you later.
Absolutely. We'll definitely catch you later. There he is, head coach of the Rainier Beach Vikings, Michael Ladd. Make sure to catch the finalscore.tv each and every day for scores, highlights, and a whole lot more. Check out the finalscore.tv, your first stop every day for the best in Metro League hoops coverage.